Welcome to episode number 32 with Jacqueline Perez, the CEO and founder of The Cool Life, a lifestyle website and online community for ladies 45 and over. She recently just launched The Cool Shop, where she focuses on products by women for women and their loved ones. In this episode, we talk all about how she made the leap from her San Francisco-based marketing and public relations firm, where she was a founding partner, to starting her very own media and community company. She has lots of great insights on how to build a community from the ground up.
You're listening to The Real Capitalist Podcast. We are a global community building strong female icons in the startup ecosystem. Each week, we interview a female founder or venture capitalist with tangible advice to help bring your goals to the next level. Here is your host, Courtney Real, and let's dive into today's interview.
So, everybody, welcome to The Real Capitalist Podcast. I'm so excited to have my friend Jack on the show today. Jack, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Courtney, for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here today.
Jack, for our audience that hasn't got to know you yet, can you give us a little bit about your background, what your current company is, and your mission to take over the world?
Oh, I'm happy to do so. My name is Jack, and my background is basically, you know, was corporate America for quite some time. I have an MBA from the University of Chicago. Prior to that, I did the management consulting gigs and even worked for Hewlett-Packard for a while out in the Bay Area. Once I left corporate America, which is a lifetime ago, it was 1998, so I'm really dating myself right now, but once I left corporate America, I decided I wanted to do my own thing. I started a marketing and PR boutique firm in San Francisco called Market Accelerate. And I did that for a period of time, basically almost 20 years, but then got the urge to start my own baby rather than spending all of my time helping others achieve their dreams. I came up with an idea and decided to go after it whole hog. So that's where I am right now.
I love it. And I think you get that founder's itch if that's something that's born into you or a gene you have, which, Jack, I have a feeling you're like me and we were just born with that itch to go off and build something of your own. So let's talk about what you're doing now, the company you're building, and that idea baby that you had that's grown into quite a successful community.
Thank you. Yes, happy to do so. A couple of years ago, you know, once I was into my 50s, I started to feel a little left out of the loop in the world. I have always lived, I think you're reading my energy dead on. I've always lived pretty large in bright colors. And all of a sudden, once I got into my 50s, I started to feel like I was disappearing. And, you know, women my age, we are not our mothers. We are not our grandmothers. This cohort, women, you know, 45 plus in today's world, we're the healthiest, we're the wealthiest cohort that has existed. And I think we're finally realizing we get to paint the second half of our life any way we want. And so I built what I call a cool life, which is a little bit of a cattywampus spelling. It's with a K, K-U-E-L, life. It's a complete play on the concept of living a cool life and continuing to live a cool life in our second half. And that's what I've built. I've built an online community, a lifestyle website, and also an e-commerce platform, which I call The Cool Shop, where I focus primarily on women-owned businesses. So it's a curated experience, a curated shopping experience for women. And the focus is you can shop small, even in the comfort of your own home, because you can enable a woman-owned business by going out and purchasing a very unique item that has been, you know, curated by someone in midlife. So I go out and look for these products that I would love to own. And I'm making a big assumption that other women are going to enjoy them as well. And I bring them into the shop. And that's the concept.
I love it. And I love the name and the origin of the story. I think that's so powerful to be able to create a community and create a business and, you know, earn revenue while making an impact. And I think that's such an important distinction that I want to chat about. So why, when you realize this problem of like, hey, I want to get content, I want to get media, I want to get products that are, you know, positive towards my agent, be in that cool loop, why did you want to start a business around it and not just like a blog or something like that? What inspired you to make this into a full-time career for yourself?
Well, I mean, it's twofold. I think it originally started from a very emotional place, as you know, as I just said. It started from a very, you know, heartfelt, I can't be the only woman who feels this way. You know, women empowering women, let's build that community. And it did start that way. But at the end of the day, I do have a business background. You know, I come from the world of helping startups make money. And I want to make money. I mean, it's not completely altruistic. I want to create something, a world that will outlast me and that will bring women together. But there is no shame in also wanting to earn a living doing something that you love to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think realizing that you can make an impact and make an income is a great distinction for women to understand. So let's dive into how this all started. So you got this idea, you want to build a community, you want to build a business around this group of women and empower them and give them the products and media they want to see. So how did you start? What were the first kind of steps?
Well, you know, I originally started this concept with a friend who happens to live in Sausalito, California. So we were bi-coastal. I'm on the East Coast. She's on the West Coast. And we did a lot of brainstorming because she's also in midlife and felt much the same way that I did. We would fly and spend literally weeks, you know, together sitting on the couch, brainstorming, researching, looking for the data, seeing what was out there, doing competitive analysis. What other sites are out there? What are women talking about? What is not being talked about? You know, how are women showing up in the world? And that's how we started. It was literally originally a very emotional, heartfelt play to bring relevant content and no mean girls, meaning we're not doing anything that is, we're staying away from topics that pull us apart from one another. We're concentrating on topics that unify us. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're dealing with perimenopause or menopause or a lifetime relationship, what if you're one of those unfortunate women who is getting divorced after 50 and wants to enter the dating world? These are the topics that we're addressing. And I have expert writers that contribute blogs every month. Whether or not it's about retiring early, I have a woman who writes for us who retired at 38. She spends a lot of time.
I need to go read those notes.
Yes, yes. You should find her blogs because they are really empowering. And even if you're a little too late to start investing because, you know, at 38 or whatever, like you're already in midlife, she does give some great content on traveling abroad, and because that's what she spends her time doing, and she's very good at it. And she also gives investment tips for, you know, how to better position yourself financially. And we women, we could use all the help and all the guidance we can get, because sometimes I think a lot of women struggle in that department. So
that's awesome. It's inspiring to see the group of women that you've brought together to build this vision. So let's talk about this a little bit. You've done your research. You know that this, hey, we want to go after this community. We know that we can build writers. What was kind of the first website, the first thing you put up and out into the world to make Cool Life happen? And when were the first time people started to engage with it?
The very first stuff that went up was completely written by me. I was the sole contributor, the author of every piece out there, which required a fair amount of research and patience. And luckily, I enjoy writing. So I pushed out a lot of content, trying to get in front of everyone so that they could see that there was value in participating. I would have to say that it probably took me 4 to 6 months before I got the first nibble of, hey, what a great idea. I want to contribute. How do I write for Cool Life? Here's my background. I'm a beauty and fashion. I have a woman who writes a beauty, fashion, makeup blog every month. And it's fantastic. I mean, you don't realize that, you know, when we're younger, we wear makeup so that we could look older. Well, if you continue to do the same makeup application when you're in your 50s or 60s, guess what, ladies? We're going to look older, which is not what we're hoping to achieve, right? I mean, even if we want to age positively and we're trying to be graceful, I still think we want to put our best foot forward. And so she writes about that. What I'm saying is, like, I have been able to get women with varying degrees of expertise in across multiple topics to start contributing. And that took me probably about 6 months. And now I love it because I wake up in the morning and typically there's at least one email in my, you know, connect at coollife.com requesting that, you know, she would like to be a writer for our site, which is great. The more contributors, the better.
That's awesome. And some great content and different angles and lots of different avenues. So that's awesome. Let's talk about this a little bit. How have you been able to market Cool Life? Has it just been word of mouth or women sharing this with their friend groups? What have you found is successful, or what other tips would you give to other founders who want to figure out how to market their communities?
Well, my entire strategy has literally been a groundswell, organic, bottoms up. I'm self-funded, which means I don't have any funding. You know, it's coming out of my back pocket kind of thing. And so I am relying on the women out there who are excited about the concept, who want the virtual community to thrive, and also want to empower other women entrepreneurs. And I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. I have a really funny story. At the very beginning, when I was shopping the idea, and it wasn't anything but a notion, I was telling a woman that I had just met at a bar. We were having a drink, and I was telling her the concept. And I didn't know this woman. And within seconds, she literally got up and gave me a hug and said, thank you. Thank you for taking this on. This is 2 years ago, and you just made me think of this, because at the end of the day, it's going to require all of the women out there who believe in the concept to share it with their friend groups, share it with the women in their lives. And that's basically it. I've been doing a lot of podcasts. Thank you for having me. But I've also started a Facebook Live series called Cool Chiefs, where every Thursday I bring a woman on, we talk for about 20 minutes, and we deal with an issue that's relevant to women in midlife. So we've done, you know, skin routine, we did some menopause issues. This week we're going to talk about meditating, which is something that I can't do, but we're going to talk about it. So yeah, so that's it, basically bottoms up.
That's awesome. And then let's dive into this. So you mentioned you're funded by your back pocket. Let's talk through that a little bit. What was the decision to bootstrap your company? Have you thought about raising venture capital, or is this something you want to bootstrap and build out yourself? Let's talk about that a little bit.
I would love, that's a great question about the VC money versus the self-funded. I would welcome investors, but I also know, having been on, you know, working with startups during their dog and ponies and getting them in front of investors, that investors are only interested once there's some proof of concept. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to prove the concept, prove the value. Once I do that, I am very open to talking to investors. I would welcome also, I mean, my preference would be to talk to women VCs, because this is a woman play. And I think that women above all would get it and understand it. And if they buy into it and feel passionate, I think this could be big, very, very big. I think this could touch many, many women in a very positive way.
Yeah, I agree. I like that, you know, you mentioned, hey, I want to build this out. I want to get that traction going before I introduce it to any VCs, because this is a great point in any business to think about. If you go right to venture capitalists or to go raise money, you give up a large portion at this early stage, and the more traction you can build until you get to reach a VC, the more of your company you get to keep and keep control of and steer the ship. And so I think that's a really important thing that you just mentioned is, hey, I want to build it how I want to build it, get traction, and then, you know, rope in those right partners who see a similar vision and a similar goal of being able to inspire and impact, you know, millions and maybe billions of women around the world. So I think you just hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's talk about this. I think more and more we're seeing this in companies throughout the US and all over the world, this importance of building a community with your brand. So not only building a strong brand, but really building an authentic community that can come together and support each other. So let's talk about this a little bit. We've mentioned it throughout the story today, but why do you think it's so important for companies to build that community along with their brand?
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, my product is a community. So it's kind of funny because I don't have a business if I can't build a community. And I'm not selling a widget. I'm selling a concept. I'm selling a way of life. I'm selling an experience. And even though at the end of the day, there are physical products available to purchase, it's not quick and easy. You're not going to get it overnight necessarily. They're handmade. A lot of them are handmade. So they take a little bit of time to make them and be delivered. They're not going to be found on Amazon. Those products can only be sold if people buy into the community concept, because they aren't, you know, widgets that you can just order and get to your front door within 12 hours through Amazon. They are something that you're going to have to want and wait for and anticipate and be happy and feel gratitude that you're part of the community and that you can then participate. But if without community, without that concept, there is no cool life. I wouldn't have a business. My business is community.
That's awesome. And let's dive into that a little bit. When did you add the e-commerce platform to the website? What was the idea behind that? Was that customer driven? Talk about that story a little bit of when that came on board to the Cool Life.
The e-commerce platform, which I call the Cool Shop, has been live 3.5 weeks, I believe. So it's brand new. I have, I think, about 20 to 25 different women entrepreneurs already on the site. I have artists that, you know, have fine art, meaning, you know, original oil canvas. I have jewelry makers. I have a woman who makes beautiful handmade handbags, parasols. One artist in New Hampshire makes these gorgeous birdhouses, which are basically art for your garden. That took a while to influence these women to take a chance to become part of something that didn't have a known footprint. It's only been open for 3.5 weeks. And so right now I'm at the mercy of my community to get the message out and to encourage women to shop at Cool Life, you know, to shop off the Cool Shop, because right. I mean, you're not going to find everything. It's very selected, curated products.
Wow, that's awesome. And let's talk about this a little bit. So what kind of support or resources have you found while building out all these different components of your business? Where have you gone for tips, for help, for how-tos? What has been the most helpful for you while building out Cool Life?
That's a great question. There are many things that have been really helpful to me to build out Cool Life, because I have done everything from the business plan to the marketing to the customer development to the IT to creating a website. So I have watched so many YouTube videos that if you want to do it, you can probably find it on YouTube, how to do it. I learned a lot on how to program my site through YouTube videos. But I've also reached out to the Instagram, the influencers and the women on Instagram that are in my age category. And each and every one of them has been incredibly generous with advice and time and everything from, wow, that's really great, to, yeah, you might not want to do that way. That's not going to work. And they've given of their time and expertise to the newcomer, to the, you know, I'm pretty new to the table, and these women are making room for me at the table, which just gives me, it makes me so excited. And it makes me realize that what I'm doing with Cool Life is the absolutely what I should be doing. I mean, it's absolutely 100%.
That's awesome. I love it. And I think what you just mentioned of reaching out to people on Instagram, and so often social media gets a hard knock these days. But it's truly an awesome place to be able to connect if you are, you know, looking for different types of groups or want to reach out to someone a little further down the road than you, then there's great ways to do that through social media and just sending a quick DM or direct message to someone, and you get some really helpful advice. I know I did that while opening my podcast, and now I've had people who DM me and what equipment do you use? And so very much passing the torch and continuing to support other women. I found that as well through Instagram. I know it gets a lot of beef these days, but there are some great parts of social media, like you mentioned.
I agree 100%. You just have to use it well. You have to really be authentic. You can't just take, you have to give.
Oh, so true. I think that is so, so true. So let's go back to the very first day when you started Cool Life. What would you tell yourself now, being a couple years down the road, that would have been helpful to know from the very beginning?
Well, a couple of things. First, I would tell you, I'm glad I didn't know very much, because I may not be here today had I known how difficult it was going to be. So in a way, you know, that adage, ignorance is bliss. In a way, I got here because I didn't know how hard it was going to be. But I guess I would go back and tell myself to be a little more patient, that it's going to take longer than I first anticipated. And that's hard for me because I am not a patient person. I decide things quickly and I move quickly. Sometimes that's great. Sometimes that's not so great, but I'm a decision maker and I'm a fast mover. So the fact that when you are growing a business from nothing, speed, you know, especially if you're self-funded and you are the full-time team for everything, you know, that's like, you're not going to get there as fast as you'd like to get there.
So I think that's such great advice, is you have to be patient and persistent at the same time. Being an entrepreneur is a duo of the both. You have to keep pushing forward, but realize, like you just said, sometimes you're a one-man show, and so you can't conquer the world in one day. It's going to take time, and it accumulates quite quickly. So you've been on quite the journey so far and been able to see a lot, but I think there's a lot ahead. So what does the future hold for you and for Cool Life? What are you most excited about in the next coming year?
Well, my favorite thing is that I get to connect with amazing women every day, and I learn from them, and we get to share experiences and commiserate and get excited about the future. And so I'm in a community with like-minded women, and it's so much fun. And there's so much to learn from all of these amazing, smart, experienced women that are living large their second half, right, in their midlife. Just, I feel like I am so lucky to spend my time on the planet now, connecting with and getting to know amazing women.
I love that. And I think that, you know, you've really done a great job of building that community of women. And I'm excited for what all is to come. So, Jack, you have learned, I think, so much throughout this journey. And and like you just said, learned a lot from other women. So if you could stand on a soapbox this morning and tell all the women listening one thing that you want them to learn from your story, what would it be?
If you believe it, if you feel it in your gut, don't let anybody else tell you you can't do it, because you can. And you just have to be patient with yourself. And as you said, patient and persistent. So don't take no for an answer. Just keep going till you find someone who says yes.
I think that's so great. And giving that yes to yourself, I think sometimes you won't ever get it from the outside world. But like you mentioned earlier, you know that Cool Life is going to impact so many women, and you gave yourself that yes before anyone else did. So I think that's so important. Is to just have confidence in yourself and just say, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I don't wake up every day going, I'm the greatest person in the world. I'm going to make this happen. I mean, I have days where I have self-doubt, and I have days where I ask, what am I doing? How did I get myself into this? But at the end of it, I really believe it. And every single time I interact with another woman and I see it resonate with them, and I see their face light up, and I see them smile, and I see them saying, yes, we need this. Yes, you're on the right track. It just fuels my fire. It fuels me to just keep going.
That's awesome. And I think it goes back to why you have to have such a strong why. You know, your why is empowering and influencing women all over the world, and, you know, at this midlife, and helping it be a positive, you know, experience and positive media and positive community around that. And that strong yes, I think, is why entrepreneurs get through the hard times and want to fight the battles, is because, like you said, your why is strong enough.
Thank you. I agree. My why is pretty strong, at least in my own head.
Yes, I love it. So I did find some interesting information here. I want to know how you became an avid jump roper and Peloton fanatic. Is that something that has come up recently? I just found that, I think, in a bio somewhere online, and I was like, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what's funny is that I apparently have been jumping rope since high school. And how I know this is because there was some sort of will and testament thing that we had to do as seniors in high school. And I willed my ability to jump rope to my best friend. I have been jump roping most of my life, which
awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting. And as far as Peloton, I was a martial artist for 10 years. I am a third degree black belt in Taekwondo. But as I've aged, I have found that heavy impact exercise is not as healthy for me as it used to be. And the Peloton is great because they have awesome classes and you can get endorphins, and it's lower stress on my midlife body, which is my mid-aged body.
That's awesome. Well, Peloton, if you're listening, or a great jump roping company, we're always looking for advertisers. So I just found that fact. I thought it was awesome. So we have some fire round questions to continue to get to know you. So first tough question, tacos or pizza?
Oh, pizza. Easy.
I love it. Favorite holiday?
Christmas Eve, because it's a Cuban tradition. It's called Noche Buena, which is, it's huge for us. So
ooh.
Christmas Eve.
And probably really good Cuban food.
Yeah. We do the roasted pork and the black beans and rice and the whole nine yards. It is amazing.
Ooh. Go to karaoke song.
Oh, that's got to be All That Jazz from Chicago.
Oh, fun. Favorite app?
Oh, travel app. Travelocity. Anytime I can book an airplane ticket anywhere.
This girl's out of here. Booking the first flight. I love it. What was your very first job?
I worked as a sales clerk for JCPenney's in the mall. I was 16.
That's awesome. What is the best compliment that someone could give you?
Ooh, the best compliment, that I show up as an authentic person, that I'm real.
I love it. The real capitalist here. You're the real deal. One person, dead or alive, you'd love to have dinner with?
I'd love to have dinner with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yes.
She is the consummate business woman, and she did it at a time where both her gender and her race was not going to make it easy for her. And she figured it out anyway. And I would just be in awe to be able to sit down and talk to her.
Yeah, me too. I think everyone would love to sit down and pick her brain. What is one thing you want to check off your bucket list?
To sit down and have dinner with Brené Brown. If I can interview Brené Brown for my site, I don't know if you're familiar with Brené Brown.
Oh, I love Brené Brown.
if Brené Brown knew my name, that would be a bucket list item for sure.
Well, Brené, if you're out there secretly listening, we want to have dinner with you. We want to hang out with you. We'll have Oprah there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the ladies. Well, Jack, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was such a pleasure to get to talk to you and know your story a little bit. Where can people find you online and find the Cool Life?
Well, you can find Cool Life, like I said, on the site, which is spelled K-U-E-L, life, L-I-F-E.com. You can get to the shop through there as well. But I'm also on Instagram at Cool Life and at The Cool Shop. And we also have Facebook pages, which is great. I mean, if you get on the Facebook pages, then that's where you can see our Facebook lives and a lot more interaction, because as Facebook allows for a lot more give and take, more so than the website. But the content on the site, if you are a woman 45 plus, I highly recommend going out there and perusing those articles, because they are written specifically for us women 45 plus.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jack. It was fun to have you on today.
Thank you, Courtney. I had so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Real Capitalist Podcast. If you loved today's interview and want to support the show, please leave a 5-star review wherever you're tuning in from today. To learn more and read today's show notes, go to therealcapitalist.com/podcast. You can also follow us on social media at The Real Capitalist. See you next week with another great interview.